I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-597-0315. That's 800-597-0315. 800-597-0315. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Mystery tied to the death of Jeffrey Epstein after the registered sex offender made a new will just a few days before committing suicide in prison. And it names the former science advisor to Bill Gates as one of the executors.
Boris Nikolich says he was shocked to learn that Jeffrey Epstein had named him as one of three executors of his estate worth an estimated $578 million. The New York Post reports Nikolich, a biotech venture capitalist, released a statement saying he was, quote, not consulted in the matter and that he has no intention of fulfilling those duties either. The other two executors named are two longtime employees of Epstein. Epstein was facing sex trafficking charges when he killed himself this month inside his cell in Manhattan's federal jail. In New York City, Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
A Missouri farmer sentenced to 10 years in federal prison for fraud last week has killed himself before heading to prison. A county coroner just confirming the death of Randy Constant was suicide. He was blamed for running the largest organic food fraud scheme in U.S. history, duping consumers into paying extra for products they thought were better for their own health and the environment, but that actually weren't. Some state workers in Florida claim they were told to hold their tongue at work.
Nurses of Puerto Rican descent who work at a state health department clinic in Haines City say they were told by supervisors to stop speaking Spanish amongst themselves or lose their jobs. In response, the group is filing a human resources complaint and wrote a letter to the state. The employees say they have to use Spanish at the workplace because they deal with Hispanic patients. No comment yet from the state health department. An English-only work policy can be a violation of federal law unless a business can justify that the policy is necessary. Ken Duffy, Fox News.
There are late reports that a prosecutor in Italy is ordering the evacuation of the remaining migrants on a Spanish rescue ship, which has been stranded for 19 days, asking to bring migrants on shore. Lisa Brady, this is Fox News.
So good to have you with us. It is live and local now for a and by the way, for our friends in Ely and elsewhere, they'll be joining us here in just a couple of minutes. We're going to get to a whole bunch of stuff. In fact, I'm going to open up our phone lines right now. Yeah. And what I want to do is I want to talk with folks all across the region and find out what your economy is like today. I want to find out if it's good, if it's bad, or if it's somewhere in between. I want to find out right now where you are relative to the economy. And in fact, I want to find out what the economy is like in your home. It's one thing, and by the way, I want to welcome folks from all across the region listening on the Nevada Talk Network. We had a technical glitch. Is that the right way to put it? A technical glitch? We had a computer go down, but it's working again. It's working again. We're all so excited. I want to find out, though, how the economy is where you live. Is that brother-in-law that's been out of work for 3 years, has he found work? Have the tax cuts kicked in? Do you find you have more money at the end of the month in your pocket? I want to find out from you. And in fact, I'm going to open up our phone lines right now. This entire hour is going to be devoted to you. At 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Now, if you've been listening to this show, if you've been watching the Sunday shows and some of the cable news networks, the left is obsessing about the possibility of a recession. It's almost as if they are rooting for a recession. And the fact is, nothing could be further from the truth. The economic indicators are positive. If you look, Wyatt Cox, our producer in Ely, sent me over a note from the Department of Employment, Training, and Rehabilitation. The initial job claims decreased 6.5% compared with last July. 6.5% lower. That's a good thing. That's not a sign that we are headed towards a recession. That's what's going on. Tell you what, let's do. Let's get to your phone calls. A lot of you holding through the news, and we thank you for that. You want to join us, you can. In fact, tell you what, let's do. Let's go to Bob. Bob is in Las Vegas, listening on 790 Talk Now, Talk the Rocks. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, Kevin. I will tell you this very simply. I'm part of management of an employer, and I will tell you this. Not only is the economy good, it's great, and our biggest challenges is to get qualified employees, and we pay a lot more than minimum wage.
Is that right?
You can't get employees. Yes, and I will tell you this also. All they have to do is be drug-free and no felony convictions. And I will tell you this also, that I am so pleased that the president is going after those people that have gamed the system. I have no problem giving disability to someone who needs it temporarily, maybe up to a year. But someone who's really disabled, no problem. But I will tell you this, that people that are gaming the system, they should be prosecuted for fraud.
Well,
that's what we need to do.
You know what happened during the recession. During the 2007 recession, when people's unemployment ran out, they moved over to disability. And they did game the system.
Exactly.
And you're saying they should be prosecuted.
Well, people that are gaming the system. You know?
Wow.
So that's my feeling.
Thanks, man. You want to join us, you can. Let's go to Henderson. Go to Richard. Richard, you're up and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
Yes, hello. I'd like to make a comment that years and years ago in college and in the basics of economy in college, it was described that all a recession is basically called a panic. And that's what happens. Somebody spreads the idea that there is a panic going on because the economy is going down. Now, you hear all these great economists coming up with situations saying, oh, we got this statistic and that statistic, that there's a recession coming and so forth. They're creating or trying to create a panic. And if they are really economists and really know what they're talking about, they should know the basic definition of a recession is a panic. It's happened many times in our country, but every time it's started by rumor.
Well,
that's my comment.
Well, and that, by the way, Richard, is what's happening now. People say, well, Germany's headed. No, Germany's already there. Germany's got a recession. But that doesn't mean we're going to have a recession. It doesn't have to be a worldwide recession. Our economy is so good under Donald J. Trump. So good. In fact, tell you what, let's go to cut five. Cut five. This is Sean Hannity. And he is echoing what I've been telling you for the better part of 2 weeks. And that is all this talk by the Democrat presidential wannabes about the possibility of a recession is a self-fulfilling prophecy. This current talk of a recession is just part of a Democrat anti-Trump talk of recession. It's just part of a strategy. It is a political strategy. It is not grounded in fact at all. This was Sean Hannity last night on his show on Fox News Channel.
Put it into perspective. Is the president right when he says a recession's not on the way?
He is not right, but a recession is okay. A recession is a normal part of economic activity.
President Trump is attempting to downplay growing concerns that the U.S. economy could be headed for a recession.
This morning, recession and re-election. President Trump insisting he has no concerns about the economy after that 800-point plunge.
Josh, isn't the Fed cutting rates now just going to make the next economic downturn worse? What's your prediction? I've been hoping for a recession. People hate me for it, but yeah, it would get rid of Trump, so you shouldn't hate me for it.
I mean, recessions are really bad. People lose their jobs and their homes, and we shouldn't wish.
It's worth it. That's going to make it tough.
Recession happens, Trump loses. I mean, I think
that's what I was. That
the recession happens, Trump loses.
There you go.
Oh, let's have a recession. Let's talk down the economy because Mueller didn't work. Our own Pete Hegseth may have summed it up best, tweeting, quote, first it was Russia, 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 racism, 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 recession, 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 stormy, stormy, collusion, collusion, impeach, impeach, same thing, manufactured crisis, manufactured crisis. In this program, we are committed to exposing all of the media conspiracy theories, lies, every hoax, every besmirchment that they tell the American people to divide this country. Real conservatives, they deplore racism. From the person that has done more for the employment situation for minorities in America, the policies that have worked best are the policies of Donald J. Trump. Fact, maybe they should put that in their paper one day. The collusion delusion, Covington. Look what they did to that kid, Nicholas Sandman. Look what they did to Justice Kavanaugh. Look at the lies that they're still presidential candidates passing on the conspiracy theory over Ferguson, ignoring the biggest abuse of power corruption scandal in our nation's history. They have chosen to act as nothing but partisan activists, state-run, democratic, radical, socialist, extremist, TV, radio, and, yeah, print, instead of being serious investigators. They've chosen to put fake news, fake narratives, conspiracy theories over facts. And chosen to attack anyone who will dare to call out their lack of ethics and objectivity.
Sean Hannity isn't the only major talk show host that is talking this way. There are others. I think we may have begun it on this show about 10 days to 2 weeks ago. Because as soon as the Democrat presidential wannabe started talking about it, we exposed it for what it was, a strategy. We'll let you hear somebody else who is talking about this as a strategy, not as a self-fulfilling prophecy, but as a strategy by the Demo-rats. You know, for years now, I've been telling you how I love the great smooth taste of real water. In fact, I also love the convenience and cost savings of their home delivery service. Well, real water has upped its game again with real water concentrate. Just a few squirts of the real water concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into real water. Try it with your coffee, your tea, your juice. To learn more, and you can do it right now, just go to my website, KevinWallRadio.com. That's KevinWallRadio.com. Click on the Real Water icon at the top right of the page. Now you can get real water anytime, any place, on the go. Even if you don't have a real water distributor in your community, go to KevinWallRadio.com. That's KevinWallRadio.com. Click on the Real Water icon at the top right of the page. Real water, concentrate. It is wonderful. Stick around. More to do as we continue. We'll get to more of your calls. I've got two lines open right now. You can seize one of them. 844, the number 2 Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. By the way, you want to follow me on Twitter, at Kevin Wall Radio. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is live and local now.
For years now, I've been telling you how I love the great smooth taste of Real Water. I also love the convenience and cost savings of their home delivery service. Real Water has upped its game again with Real Water Concentrate. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate and you can transform any good purified water into Real Water. To learn more, just go to my website, kevinwallradio.com. That's kevinwallradio.com and click on the Real Water icon at the top right of the page. Now, you can get Real Water anytime, anyplace, on the go.
Roberto's Taco Shop, real Mexican food you like.
Everyone knows when it comes to real Mexican food, there's only one name that comes to mind. Roberto's. Ah, the Chili Colorado Combo, a favorite of mine. Made with chunks of savory beef, smothered in a delicious tangy red chili sauce. Served with fluffy Mexican-style rice and beans.
Roberto's Taco Shop, real Mexican food you like.
Oh, yeah. It's magnifico.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and five daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm a gravel trucker. I'm busy laying the foundation for your city's newest suburb. And since it's such a nice day out, I thought I'd go topless. With 20 tons of pebbles loaded into my trailer bed, what's the worst that could happen? Now you're stuck behind me, and I'm about to make it rain. Rocks. Uh-oh, maybe I should have put a tarp over that. Now you're swerving, but there's no avoiding this downpour. Better watch out for that guardrail. And if your cut-rate insurance doesn't cover this, you could get pelted with repair bills. So get Allstate, where agents help protect you from mayhem. Like me.
For a free quote, call Las Vegas Allstate agent Sam Peters today at 702-870-4000. That's 702-870-4000 or stop by either of Sam's convenient Las Vegas locations. Subject to terms, conditions, availability, and coverage selected.
See what the personal service of an Allstate agent can do for you. Are you in good hands?
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Yeah.
It is live and local now. It is Tuesday. Good to have you with us. Tell you what let's do. We'll get to your calls in just a second. Steve will be leading us off. Everybody else behind Steve. Laura Ingraham is another voice on the right calling the Dems out for exactly what they're doing. They are trying to talk our way into a recession. They are rooting for a recession. You heard Bill Maher. Bill Maher says, I'm rooting for a recession. I know a lot of people hate me for that, but I don't care. Anything to get Trump out. Here's Laura Ingraham. This is Cut 6. Last night on the Fox News Channel.
The hope of a recession is all the Democrats and the media can cling to.
Despite warnings by many economists, President Trump and his advisors are vigorously downplaying the risk of a recession.
Amid growing concerns about a looming economic downturn, President Trump and his top aides are busy swatting away the R word.
Expansions always come to an end. The music begins to stop. Nobody is rooting for it. But if you look at all the data that I was talking about, you look what's the China is slowing down, Germany is slowing down, the UK is slowing down.
Okay, newsflash, Germany is in recession. We are not. If Obama were in the White House under similar economic metrics to what we have now, these same reporters and analysts would be crediting him, not condemning him for being too optimistic. And this could be my favorite piece of all from a Washington Post reporter called Andrew Van Dam. A recession is coming, but despite this week's warning signs, we have little idea when. It could be imminent. Or the economy could chug along until the heat death of the universe. How bad will the next recession be? Prognostications vary, and we don't have great data on future events. Translation. We can't really predict, but let's speculate to scare the hell out of people anyway. And there's this beauty of a headline from that acclaimed Journal of Economics, Rolling Stone magazine. How cynical, by the way, and sad. For the once mighty party of JFK and Pat Moynihan. Getting back to the Democrats here. And I don't expect them to agree with what the president does on most issues. But occasionally, I do expect them and their media friends to have some integrity. Cheering against America is always unseemly. And yet the Democrats have a lot of practice in doing just that lately. On race, Democrats want you to believe that white nationalist freaks are poised to roam polling places with torches. Republicans, though, they want you to see that America is overwhelmingly a good country that's made phenomenal strides, thank goodness, in race relations. African-American employment prospects are better today than they've been in 50 years. That's good. And on the economy, while recession is always a future possibility, our fundamentals are better than any developed country on the planet, period. And by the way, you'd never know it watching the trade war hysteria in the media. But guess what? We're still exporting more today than we did under Obama, even with the strong dollar. Rooting against America, referring to millions of voters as deplorables or racists or bigot coddlers, is not the language of a confident, optimistic party. It is the language of people who are furious that they could lose another presidential election. You see, Trump and his supporters believe in America first. How sad when others seem to be happiest when it's America last.
Wow. Let's get to your phone calls. Alati holding very patiently. Don't forget our wall-to-wall free-for-all coming up at about 11:35. Okay. And we'll get to as many calls as we can coming up in our next half hour. Steve, you're up and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
Yeah. Hi, Kevin. The tape that you played with Sean Hannity, yeah, I watched that last night, so I heard that. But I didn't hear the comments by Laura. That was excellent. Excellent. But, by the way, those are the two biggest backers of the president. That's why I always try to watch their shows. Anyway, yeah, you know, now that the Russian collusion thing is dead in the dirt, the Democrats, they got to find something. And they're all in harmony. They're all in harmony. You know, the CNN,
MSNBC,
the Washington Post, Times, the Washington Post. Yeah. They're all in unison.
Yeah.
You know, it's ridiculous. I mean, Laura put it right on the button. We don't know when that's going to happen, but they have nothing. They got nothing, Kevin. So they got to find anything and anything that they can find to because they have nothing.
You're right. You're absolutely right. This hour of Live and Local Now brought to you by my friends at Las Vegas Cyclery, featuring kids' bikes, affordable hybrids, mountain bikes, and Las Vegas Cyclery has a wide variety of the latest e-bikes. Have you seen those? For those of you who want to ride again but you have some physical limitations, check them out right now at LasVegasCyclery.com. That's LasVegasCyclery.com. Stick around, more to do. It's our wall-to-wall free-for-all. I've got two lines open right now. You want to seize one of them? Be my guest. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. The program, Live and Local, now.
Fox Business Network stocks appear to be in a holding pattern with the major averages slightly lower in afternoon trading as investors appear to be waiting on the latest minutes from the Federal Reserve, which will be released tomorrow, and Chair Jerome Powell's speech later this week from Jackson Hole, Wyoming. And shares of Home Depot rising more than 4% after the home improvement retailer reported higher earnings than analysts expected. However, the company did miss revenue expectations and lowered sales guidance for the full year due to trade concerns and weakening lumber prices. And discount clothing and home decor chain TJX reporting strong second quarter results as shoppers continue to flock to its branded stores, though lower guidance pushed its stock down today. And another retailer is trying to be environmentally responsible. Toymaker Hasbro says starting next year, it's planning to purge the plastic. The company says it hopes to have virtually plastic-free packaging for new products by the end of 2022. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Heather Rybarski.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu. A Trump rule on legal immigrants getting more pushback.
America is a nation of immigrants. It was built by immigrants. And generations have landed on the welcoming shores of Ellis Island with nothing more than a dream in their pockets.
Attorney General Letitia James of New York, which along with Connecticut and Vermont, are the latest states to announce legal challenges to the public charge rule.
Rules announced last week, which effectively block green cards for many immigrants who use public assistance, including Medicaid and food stamps.
Fox's John Decker. Missouri businessman Randy Constant, the so-called mastermind of a massive organic food fraud scheme, has killed himself just days after being sentenced to 10 years. And airline trade groups anticipating record crowds will be flying over Labor Day weekend. America is listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, download and listen to The One with Craig Gutfeld, the co-host of The Five, like you've never heard him before. You know him, you love him, you want to be like him.
The 70s to me will always be Paul Lynde. You had all this weird kind of adult humor that I didn't understand. Like, why was Paul Lynde so funny? I have no idea why. But he was a man who acted like your mother. There's just like, that doesn't really exist anymore.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. America's listening to Fox News. We'll be right back.
Brett Baer.
When someone watches the news, they want someone they can trust. Our job is to cut through the talking points.
Martha McCallum.
We're going to ask the tough questions because there's a lot of conventional wisdom out there that needs to be challenged.
Shannon Bream.
What I'm doing is making sure that whatever is developed through the day, people are fully informed from coast to coast.
We're 24/7 news, but we're really down to the minute.
We're going to be fearless. We're going to be fair. Whether it's 4 a.m. or midnight, we're there.
Fox News Channel. Real news, real honest opinion.
Investments in securities involves the risk of loss. The following is a far too common tale of investing in annuities. A successful couple invested a large portion of their savings in annuities, thinking they were a safe way to guarantee a dependable income stream no matter what the market did. But it didn't take long for them to regret their decision. They were locked into low returns, faced potential tax consequences, and that they couldn't get out of their annuities without paying huge penalties. They were stuck, and so was their money. Suddenly, their retirement hopes and dreams were in danger. But it didn't have to happen to them, and it doesn't have to happen to you. You can avoid the annuity trap. Here's one way. Get the free report, Annuity Insights, your guide to better understanding annuities, by calling 1-800-304-5558. Written by Forbes columnist and money manager Ken Fisher's firm, this powerful report could help save you from major financial heartache, and it's offered today for free. If you have an annuity or are considering one, claim your free annuities guide today. Hurry, free copies are limited. Call now, 1-800-304-5558. 1-800-304-5558.
Well, my husband is a retired sergeant from the Air Force.
Well, he was in the Army for 14 years and an MP.
23 million veterans, they're heroes who need our help.
Well, I'm here because my daughter has had her third surgery for cancer.
We've had some difficulties, so we're here quite some time. We're going on to 3 weeks.
When our heroes' families need help, they turn to Fisher House.
We learned about the Fisher House through the doctor, and we were so grateful because who has 3 weeks to be able to come and stay at a hotel?
Fisher House is a safe, free place to stay for families of wounded warriors and veterans receiving treatment at VA and military medical centers.
Fisher House is not only a home away from home, it was like family away from family.
Thank you, Fisher House.
Thank you, Fisher House.
Helping military and veterans families. Fisher House at fisherhouse.org. Sometimes having family close by is a hero's best medicine.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
All across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too, it's live and local now for a Tuesday. It's our wall-to-wall free-for-all. For those of you that don't know what it is, it's where you get a chance to talk about what it is that interests you. If it's something we talked about earlier in the show, something we talked about earlier in the week, or maybe it's something we haven't talked about that we should be talking about, that's what we do on our wall-to-wall free-for-all. It is essentially you call the shots. It is sometimes like flying without a net for the Walendas. That's kind of what it's like. Yeah, it's sort of what it's like. Anyway, one of the things I want to cover though in this half hour, and it's that whole notion that we are headed for a recession. The Democrats are trying to tell you, oh, we're headed for a recession. We're headed for a recession. You know, simply put, I don't think we are. And now, are we eventually going to have a recession? The answer is yes. We are going to have a recession eventually. History tells us that. It might be a year or 2 years, but historically, we are going to go through another recession. Tell you what, let's go to Mike on line one. Mike, you're up. You're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
I don't know if you covered this, but that Trump wants to buy Greenland. Brilliant. Brilliant. I'm checking my atlas. I don't have a computer. Greenland has 57,000, 58,000 people. It's the size of Europe. And she, the prime minister, the female prime minister of Denmark, called this absurd. Trump needs to make an offer she can't refuse. You get my drift?
Well, and by the way, am I right that he's going to Denmark, like, in two weeks?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. I got another subject after this, but just let me finish this. You know what I mean, an offer she can't refuse?
Oh, yeah.
We need to take Greenland. They've had it, Denmark, since the 1200s. If global warming, et cetera, we need that land. It's basically in North America. Their capital, N-U-U-K, is on the Canadian side. Two, I heard on your station, maybe the most important news in the last 60 or 70 years about fluoridation in water. I don't know if you heard it, if you listened to the news. I think it was this. They're finally admitting it lowers IQs in 3- and 4-year-olds. And we're one of the few countries in the West that heavily fluoridates water. This is incredibly important. Bless your station there. I know they're Christians or whatever, but bless them for saying that. Three, did I hear Laura Ingraham call me a freak, call me a white nationalist freak? Is that what I heard?
I don't know.
Yeah. Okay, everything is great. I understand the psychology of the right. Everything is great. Founding fathers are perfect. It's MAGA, MAGA. The left psychology is everything is terrible. You know the truth is always in the middle. What about the burgeoning homeless problem? That's great. Does that mean America's in good shape? You know other countries are giving a travel advisory because of the violence here? The drug epidemic, the homeless springing up like mushrooms after a spring rain, that's great. That doesn't reflect on what's going on psychologically and economically in this country. We've got to address these issues, Kevin.
Well, that's why President Trump needs another 4 years. There are issues that are out there. We need comprehensive immigration reform. We need mental health legislation. And that's why the president, when he goes out on the stump, he almost always mentions mental health, comprehensive immigration reform that is merit-based, not chain migration, not family reunification. Nah, good point. I'll tell you what, let's do. Let's go to Frank. Frank, you're up and you're on our wall-to-wall free-for-all. What do you want to talk about today?
Oh, Kevin, were you aware that 9 NYC officers as of January 1st this year have committed suicide?
Yes, and it's so tragic. So tragic.
Yeah. To go through all that training, and the city takes a loss, too, if you want to look at the financial aspect. But, Kevin, do you know what kind of person started the ACLU in this country?
I do not.
He was one of the main card-carrying communists. And for every good thing the ACLU done, what, 100, 1,000 bad things to our Constitution? I'm going to tell you about these incidents and that officer having to use the chokehold. All right?
Eric Garner deal?
Yes.
Okay.
And he shouldn't, they're afraid to use their tasers but because they can kill, they should have a weight training on it. But I'm going to go back to my civics class where our teacher always had a TV and one of the students could notify him, hey, we need to watch this. There was a crazy Vietnam vet with a samurai sword in a quarter in the corner of one of those strip malls that we have so many. And he had a samurai, and you know, he was practically foaming at the mouth. The discussion, I found out as a sophomore, so that was what, 1979, we're not allowed to net, courtesy of the ACLU, we're not allowed now to net people because that's inhuman. Why couldn't we have used chloroform on the guy, the 30-arrest, 300-pound, 6'3 man that had been convicted 30 times in jail, knew the racket? We couldn't gas him. to subdue them. Your audience doesn't know this. You're trained in the academies because of attorneys. Once you pull your weapon, you're not, and no matter how much of a marksman, and most of our officers around the country are pretty doggone good, but they're not allowed to shoot you in the leg or shoot the gun out of your hand, a la John Wayne and Clint Eastwood. That you have to shoot to kill. Who did all this? We can't. If a human, how many times?
And are you saying?
Wait,
Frank. Are you saying all of this emanated from the ACLU?
Oh no, not all of it, but a lot of it. A lot of it.
Well, good point. Good point. Stick around. We got more of your calls coming up. Sorry to cut you short there, Frank, but I got a bunch of callers I got to get to. Also, I want you to hear from Rashida Tlaib, who in a press conference yesterday broke down and cried. You'll never believe why and what it is that is bringing this woman to tears at a presser in, not in her home district in Michigan, but in St. Paul, Minnesota. We'll get to that and more coming up. Here's the number, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And one of the things I want to find out from you, I want to find out about the economy where you live. Are we headed for a recession from what you've seen, the anecdotal evidence in your life? Call me. Let me know how your economy is, where you live. Not the pointy-headed economists. I'm talking about where you live. We'll get to that and more coming up. Live and local now. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control over healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Roberto Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like. Come celebrate the taste. Selection of classic Mexican plates.
In Las Vegas, no one needs to remind you about Wednesdays at Roberto's Taco Shop. Indeed, it's a $1.29 chicken taco day. You heard it right. Ah, grande, juicy, crunchy tacos. Loaded with hot, savory chicken, crispy lettuce, and mounds of cheese, all for just $1.29 each. Add a refreshing drink and perfecto. $1.29 chicken tacos, only at Roberto's Taco Shop. I like what they've done to my Wednesdays. Stop in today and be our guest to the best. Roberto's 24-hour taco shop, with 50 convenient locations serving you.
Roberto's Taco Shop, real Mexican food you like.
It's amazing how time flies. Hey, Kevin Wall here, your host on Live and Local Now and the owner of Battle Born Radio Corp. It was just over 3 years ago that I was dragged kicking and screaming into the 21st century. I knew my small business would have to move warp speed into this new digital era. That's when I called Sofa King Creative Group. Locally owned and operated, Sofa King Creative Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of clients. Their marketing team provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design project, an engaging mobile-friendly website,
What I like best about Sofa King Creative Group, they showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. Let the pros at Sofa King Creative Group help you and your small business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Or check them out at SofaKingCreativeGroup.com. That's SofaKingCreativeGroup.com.
Hi, this is Chelsea Torres, Communications Director with Laborers Union Local 872. Laborers Local 872 is a construction union that strives to obtain more job opportunities for workers and employers. Local 872 is involved in issues that affect our daily lives, from creating good jobs to providing skilled job training, protecting health care, negotiating livable wages, ensuring safe job sites, providing safe neighborhoods for families, and honoring veterans and retirees. Laborers build everything you see on the Las Vegas Strip, from skyscrapers to casinos to stadiums. Laborers work in the tunnels and on the highways. We remediate buildings and make them safe by removing hazardous materials like asbestos and lead. With a legacy of hard work and getting things done, laborers are skilled, productive, proud, and diverse men and women who are building a stronger Nevada. Local 872 loves the Southern Nevada community, and we look forward to continuing to build a better future for all of us. Vegas strong, union proud.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Live and local now. I've got some really, really good news. It is the July unemployment numbers in the state of Nevada, which I think is absolutely wonderful. We'll get to those. First, I want you to hear from Rasheed Tlaib. She was at a news conference with Ilhan Omar, and she broke down crying in the middle of this thing. Here is why.
As a young girl visiting Palestine to see my grandparents and extended family, I watched as my mother had to go to dehumanizing checkpoints. Even though she was a United States citizen and proud American, I was there when my city was in a terrible car accident, and my cousins and I cried so she could have access to the best hospitals, which were in Jerusalem. I remember shaking with fear when checkpoints appeared in the small village of Beit Ur al-Foka, tanks and guns everywhere. I remember visiting East Jerusalem with my then husband and him escorted off the bus, although he was a United States citizen, just so security forces could harass him. All I can do, as my city's granddaughter, as the granddaughter of a woman who lives in occupied territory, is to elevate her voice by exposing the truth the only way I know how. As my Detroit public schools teachers taught me, by humanizing the pain of oppression. Our delegation trip included meetings with Israeli veterans who were forced to participate in military occupation. They also desperately want peace and self-determination for their Palestinian neighbors. They could have shed light into injustices of raids, shootings, demolitions, and child detention. The delegation would have seen firsthand why walls are destructive, not productive. They could have asked the people in Bethlehem how walls cut people off away from economic opportunities, from a way to live, and do psychological damage that lasts forever. All I can do as her granddaughter is help humanize her and the Palestinian people's plight. I know that when we can finally see them as deserving of human dignity, everyone who lives there will be able to live in peace. It is unfortunate that Prime Minister Netanyahu has apparently taken a page out of Trump's book, and even direction from Trump to deny this opportunity. And yes, while folks are shocked that this happened to us, But today we will hear from folks who will help show the reality for many who have been barred from going into Israel, not to be even able to reach the Palestinian people.
Well, I will tell you this. I was somewhat unimpressed. Later this week, I will be flying, and I will have to go through a checkpoint at McCarran International Airport. Yeah. Is it dehumanizing? I'm not crazy about having to take off my belt or take off my shoes. Or even if they select me for wanding. But the fact is, you do it because it keeps us all safe. And I guess my point is, why did she consider it so dehumanizing when I worked the Olympics for Westwood One in Sydney, Australia, in Salt Lake City, in Athens, in Torino, places like that? About every 50 to 60 yards, you went through another checkpoint. That's just the way they do the Olympics. And it's one of the reasons why I don't do Olympics anymore. I just decided that it just wasn't worth the hassle. The pay is great, but going through all those checkpoints is a pain in the butt. And so I quit doing them. After, I think, Torino was my last Olympics. No, I just got tired of that. Now, I understand that. But that's there to protect everybody. The Palestinians, the Israelis, the folks from the U.S. that are citizens. That's to protect everybody. The same way when you go to your local airport and you have to go through TSA screening. You do that to protect everyone. Let's go to Cassius. Cassius, you're up and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
I find it amusing that Tlaib and Omar would complain about checks at the airport or anywhere else when it is, in fact, their countrymen, their kinsmen, and the people that they have made common cause with, such as the PLO and other organizations that hate Israel, want to destroy Israel. They are the ones, it is their people, since the late 60s, that caused the airport security to even be instigated because of their huge amount of attacks on aircraft and hijacking. So I find that highly amusing.
No. And by the way, it was El Al that actually began that stuff. But it was the fact that discotheques in Israeli communities were being bombed and people were dying. Kids were dying in these discotheques.
Yes, as far as security on the ground. But as far as security previous to boarding an aircraft, yes, El Al instigated very early because El Al was the main target of these so-called Palestinians. And I hasten to add that the entire concept of Palestinian is a complete fraud. There is no such thing as a Palestinian. The people of Arabic background are Jordanian and Syrian heritage, who have occupied certain parts of what used to be called Palestine. It is Israel. And the reason that there even exists a Palestinian, so-called Palestinian problem, is because the Arab states, the Muslim states, want to keep that there to agitate and constantly foment unrest toward the Israeli state. Just read your history, look it up.
There you go. Cassius, thanks, man. I want to go to cut one real quick. This is Brett Baer. He was on last night on Special Report with Chris Steigerwalt. And listen to Brett Baer punching back at the president.
The president on this news channel.
Fox is a lot different than it used to be, I can tell you that. Fox has changed, and my worst polls have always been from Fox. There's something going on at Fox, I'll tell you right now. And I'm not happy with it.
Okay. Well, Fox has not changed. We have a news side and an opinion side. The opinion folks express their opinions. We do polls. Our latest poll had the Democratic candidates head-to-head, several of them ahead of President Trump, and this poll tracks exactly with the Real Clear Politics average of polls, even a little other the other way, and this poll matches what we're seeing out there. Mr. President, we've invited you on Special Report many times. We'd love you to have you back on. You've talked to George Stephanopoulos and Chuck Todd. Come on back. Me, Chris Wallace, the news side, cover it fair, balanced, and unafraid. Chris.
We have the best. We have a great polling team, and Dana Blanton, who runs our polling unit. To be even a small part of what we do here in terms of calling races and stuff, I'm very proud. I don't think the president believes any polls are on the level, and I think that's why he picks and chooses the polls he likes. These polls are on the level. It's A-plus content, and I'm proud to be part of this network.
And again, we'll continue to invite the president here on Special Report.
Wow. Wow. Fox News punching back at the president. This hour of Live and Local Now, brought to you in part by Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing cash giveaways and payouts. In fact, tonight at 6 o'clock, they have their customer appreciation night. And they'll be literally giving away thousands of dollars. Nah, they do it. I've seen them do it. Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge and Piano Bar, East Flamingo at Pecos. Make sure you stop by and say hi. Coming up tomorrow in the program, more on this whole notion that we're headed headlong into a recession. At least that's what the left is saying. And they're doing it. We have exposed them. This program and others has exposed the Democrats for what they are, fear mongers. They are absolutely convinced that we are headed to a recession, or they're hoping that we're headed to a recession because that's the only way they think they can beat. The only way they think they can beat Trump. And that seems to, there's a new poll out. We'll give you some of the details coming up tomorrow from CNN showing that the bulk of Democrats, all they care about, they don't care about moving America forward. All they care about is getting rid of Trump. That's kind of pointless, isn't it? That's going to do it for today. We'll tee it up again tomorrow, same time, same place. Till then, I'm Kevin Wall. Thanks for joining us. Make the most of the rest of your day, would you please? Live and local now. Look inside, girl. Let the sound take you away. Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super-serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
ABET, Winchester, Las Vegas, 790. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Another round and a high-profile social media.